Well, Robin, what's it like to be back in Buffalo?
No, it's fun. It's a little weird, but it's another game today, and home and celebrating New Year's.
How strange is it? What was it walking in this building after the last 3 years?
It's some mixed emotions. Can't really put a feeling to it, but you know, as I said before, it's you know, nice to be back. You know, great people over there, great organization. So yeah, it's gonna be fun to play today.
Robin, were there any hard feelings when you left?
No, absolutely not. Couldn't finish in a better way. Had a great meeting with Jason, as I've said before, and he's a good man. The whole organization is good people. So it couldn't have been better.
That being said, kind of a turning of the page for you personally and with your career, how much fun has it been for you, especially over the last month, the way you're playing, the way the team is playing, to be a part of this?
No, it's, I think we're playing good hockey. Obviously, it's a new year, new season for me. It's a lot of new things for me personally. So just focus on the day-to-day and focus on my game and try to come in and get 2 points tonight.
When we talked in Oshawa, you were like everybody else. You didn't really know what this team had or what direction it would go in, other than it had Barry Trotz and you knew mm-hmm. what kind of coach he'd be. What has surprised you about the way these guys have played over the last couple months?
I mean, I was new. Like everything is said, everything was new to me coming into the season. What I recognize in this team is a very mature team, a very consistent, very emotionally stable team, and we're playing a pretty mature game, I feel. We had our ups and downs in the season too, where we made some mistakes, some clear cut mistakes that cost us some games. But if you look over the last little bit, you know, when we just play a structured game and we stick to our game plan, it's we're a good hockey team, and you know, everyone in this team works hard. So it starts with that, I think.
You go into Toronto and come up with a shutout. How much of that is, you know, optimal performance by this club and by you, about as best as it could be?
No, I think it's a mix of everyone. I think everything from the top to bottom is clicking. I think we're playing a very structured game. We're doing our responsibilities, and it pays off. And again, I think everything starts with being a hardworking team. Because we got four lines that really skates out there, so that helps.
I know it probably doesn't surprise you when you look across at the Sabres. There are a lot of new faces over there, guys you didn't play with, and I think everybody knew there would be changes, and so it probably isn't surprising that they're playing the way they are.
No, obviously, you know, I've been following the club. I'm very happy how good they're doing, and you know, it's well deserved. It's a lot of good people in that locker room that deserve some success, and you know, I think there's a lot of talent, a lot of skill in there, and obviously a lot of good additions. And wish them the best and hope they keep going.
You were here when Jack Eichel grew up, kind of. You've been with him. So did you feel he's ready to lead this team and be a captain?
No, he always was. He's one of the best players in the league. The way he's leading the team this year, it's good for him. I'm happy for him.
First time in your career, though, facing Jack Eichel, what's that going to be like now, being on the opposite side trying to stop him?
No, I mean, he's like, he's a special talent, 100%, you know, but it's like we played Toronto last night against Matthews and those guys. We played Seguin and them a few games ago, you know. It's we approach the same way. It's we're going to have to try to shut them down like any other team, and if he gets scoring chances, obviously it's gonna require me to make a save, and we'll see. Probably be some mind games out there, because you know, I know a little bit what he does, and you know, we'll see what happens.
You were a bit of a lightning rod here last year, unfairly at times. I mean, the team finished in last place. Do you have
you would know, eh?
Yeah, right. Do you have any thought or any concern of what the reaction is tonight?
No, it's all good. You know, I'm not looking back that much. It's I got an opportunity here. It was obviously, it's hard to explain. It was a lot of good things that came out of the city for me. I also had a lot of hard times here personally. It was, you know, hockey related. You can't ask for better fans. You know, it didn't matter how we were playing or how we were struggling or whatnot. They were always support here. There was always almost a filled drink every night, and can't ask more from the fans in the city. You really can't, and they deserve the success that's happening this year. And for me personally, it's it's not hockey related. I had my issues. I'm working on my issues. I'm working every day to be a better person. And that's my new journey. And I'm just happy I came to a team with a really, really good organization that's been showing tremendous support, supporting me a lot off the ice and on the ice. And I couldn't be happier.
Have you heard from a lot of the Sabres? You have a lot of friends in that locker room. When you went through what you went through, have you heard from a lot of the guys?
No, you know, when everything kind of got exposed and stuff, you know, it was a lot of outreach, which was nice. But, again, this has been a little bit different for me because I've been shielding myself away a little bit. I have been focusing on my stuff. I've really been trying to focus on my recovery and my career and my life. And so it's been total focus on me and my wife and my two kids, and showing up to work every day. That's what it's been. So it's nice to see some the faces over there. There's some good friends. I like playing my older teams, so we'll see how this goes.
You always did well against Ottawa.
Yeah, no, we'll hope for the best. Again, skilled team over there. We definitely need to play good, but I'm excited for the challenge.
Grabbing a letter in the pregame, Mike, back to you.